Hi, Chris here again. Here's a special treat from the Odyssey scrapbook.
Hi, this is Paul McCusker, and in part 6 of The Ties That Bind, there's a scene where Whit uses the county's largest train set to teach about God's design for the family. Now, I consider this to be a sort of a cornerstone scene for the series that would point to a lot of the ideas that came before the scene and then sets the stage for some things that would come afterwards. And so it might be worth going through the scene piece by piece to tease out some of the lessons that Whit brings up.
Oh, this is a bigger crowd than I expected.
Well, Camilla said you wanted everyone to come up.
Indeed.
Well,
not exactly.
I thought this was important.
In the beginning of the scene, Whit uses a train that he and Matthew had been working on in the very first episode of the series.
I'm calling our new engine the WP-500 for Whitaker and Parker.
Very
good.
Wow, our family name is on a train.
That's right, Camilla. It bears our name because it bears our work. You could say that every part has our fingerprints on it.
Literally.
You'll notice that Whit points to the act of creation. I mean, just like he and Matthew have their fingerprints all over what they've created, God has his fingerprints all over his creation. There isn't anything created by God that wasn't intentional. There are no accidents. So next, Whit then explains everything that he has set up with the trains.
This seems pretty complicated for a simple example.
All kinds of things are designed and arranged and organized before we arrive. It's what we've inherited.
This is really important because as humans, we've inherited our world from our Creator. God put a lot of things in place before we arrived. And figuring out his creation can be difficult for us, so we're often inclined to reduce the complexity of his creation to simpler concepts to help us understand it better. But that doesn't mean that it's simple.
I get it. This is just like God creating the world and stuff.
Well, for now, let's just stay with the trains and what I've designed.
Okay.
You can draw your own conclusions later.
It's a lot like Jesus did with his parables. Most of the time, Jesus let his audience think about the story. Well, that's what Whit is doing. He wants the kids to think about it rather than have him give them all the answers.
Mr. Whitaker, it's going to hit a curve.
More power, Buck.
Oh.
If you say so.
Oh, no.
As we all knew it would, the train came to that curve and derailed.
What I wanted the scene to do was to show the nuances, the different ways there are consequences when we veer away from God's design.
I hope we didn't mess up the new paint.
Well, we can fix the paint, but imagine the things we can't fix.
Now, this is what happens when we get away from God's design through, say, misunderstanding or ignorance. Maybe the train driver didn't know not to go so fast, or he simply made a mistake. Now, there are consequences to this action, but in this case, they were fixable. That's the way it often happens in life. We make mistakes, and sometimes the consequences can be easily fixed, and sometimes they can't. And sometimes we can't even imagine what those consequences will be.
Mr. Whitaker, you know they're headed for each other. They're gonna collide.
Well, I know that, and you know that. But does the driver in the train? Maybe not, from his limited point of view. Or maybe he knows and he doesn't care. He wants to go the way he's going no matter what.
The train driver has limited knowledge and doesn't know he's on a collision course. Or, as Whit said, the driver might know that he's going to crash, but maybe he doesn't care.
Mr. Whitaker?
Oh, no.
Olivia, throw that switch to your right, please.
All right.
And there's a good example of God's mercy and grace, where God will often save people from their choices.
It would have been a lot of damage.
Yeah.
And not only for the driver, but for everyone in his train.
It's true. Yeah.
Driver's decision affects everyone around him.
This should seem like a very basic reality to us. When we depart from God's design, it can and will impact more than just us. There's really no such thing as individuality the way we sometimes talk about it. People are never truly alone in their choices.
Matthew, please attach those cars to the engine.
Okay. They're heavy.
Okay, Buck, take it away.
Sure.
Oh, no.
That train is struggling.
But it's moving.
Slowly.
There is a myth that seems to go around, that if we depart from God's design, then nothing works. Everything shuts down and can no longer function properly. But I think most of us know from experience that we can depart from God's design and still function to some degree. But there's a price to pay.
I didn't design the train to pull that kind of weight. Though I suppose the driver could ignore the limitations of my design and try it anyway. But there will be consequences.
Witt's saying that when we depart from God's design, things can still work for a while. But eventually, abandoning God's design will have consequences and could destroy the very thing people thought they wanted when they did it their own way.
Listen, I have an idea. Let's get rid of our limited thinking and free the train up completely. We'll unhook it from all the cars and let it go wherever it wants. Matthew, rip up the tracks.
Oh, Mr. Whitaker,
you're joking, right?
Now, you've probably heard this idea before. In the name of freedom, we want to get rid of anything that holds us back. People say, be free, or get rid of all those old-fashioned ideas and all this talk about God's design. It's constraining you.
His true desires won't get him very far if that train comes off the tracks, right?
There's no freedom if we can't function. Our desires, when they work against God's design, could leave us stranded and seriously damaged.
Thanks for your help, everyone.
Wait, that's it?
That's it?
He wants everyone to go and think about what he said. And that's what this scene is meant to do for our listeners. Get everyone to think about it for themselves, to talk about it amongst their families. How would you apply these ideas to your life? How might you use them when you talk to others who want to give up on God's design? But Witt does get the final word.
So whether we're talking about being designed male or female, or what we call marriage or family, or any of the other things that make us human beings, we all make choices about following God's design or not. But remember, our choices have consequences.